Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. to discuss the results of the third quarter of 2020. Today with us, we have Mr. Gustavo da Londa, CEO, CFO, and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Afterwards, we will have a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, and you may access it at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ir, where you will find the presentation for download. The slide selection will be managed by you. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may send their questions via the website, and they will be answered during the Q&A. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that might be made during the call in relation to Unicasa's business perspectives, operating and financial targets, our beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events, and therefore they are subject to circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of Unicasa and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, we would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Gustavo da Londa to start the presentation. Mr. da Londa, you may proceed.
Good afternoon. To shareholders, this quarter, the result of the company exceeded our expectations. We believe that the restrictions of leisure and tourism that gave people overall a longer time to stay home led them to look for improvements in the space. We also saw an improvement in the real estate market coming from the consumer habits and reduction of interest rates. It's hard to say whether this is going to last or how long this is going to last and be attractive. Cash generation in the quarter reached 21.4 million, the highest figure in one single quarter since the company was listed in 2012. Most comes from the operating result. Another relevant part comes from a lower expenditure with the purchase of raw material. Because of the early purchases that we did in the second quarter of 2020 in order to avoid the impact of price increases, the revenue in the quarter was 6.6% higher, driven by the performance of same-store sales and other sales channels as well. You can see general productivity of stores growing 9.3% for Deli and Favorita, 20% for Casa Brasileira and Nu. When we look at the performance of this sector, according to data from the Brazilian Furniture Industry Association, we can see a drop of 11.1% in the production of furniture in 2020 up to August, year to date, vis-à-vis 7.8% drop in the company. Operating expenses went down 8% in spite of the investment in the U.S. operation, which impacted the quarter by 0.9 million. The company continues reaping the fruits of its endeavors to reduce contingencies that went down by 0.6 million, and the lower impact of the pandemic contributed to the reduction of the estimates of our allowance for doubtful accounts. Going down, we lost the connection. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. We are resuming now. The other expenses went down by 0.5 million due to the control of expenses because of the pandemic, due to travel and marketing and other operating revenues and expenses. We had some positive non-recurrent impacts amounting to 0.8 million in the financial result, the main impact was the reduction of revenue from financial investments affected by the reduction in the Selic rate and the lower volume in cash due to the capital reduction that we concluded in the first quarter of this year. I would like to mention that the operating result of the company was 41.4% higher, and the maturation of investment, the operation of the United States, is extending beyond our estimates because of the effects of the pandemics in the market, or that market. The EBITDA margin of the company reached 23.4%, the highest percentage since the first quarter of 2012, 12.6% net margin, annualized ROIC 8.5%, annualized ROE 7.5%. In this quarter, the result of the company exceeded our. Now, slide number five for the highlights of the period. We closed the quarter with 6.6% increase in net revenue, with a cash generation of 21.4 million, operating result 41.4% higher, and the EBITDA margin of the company 23.4%. On slide seven, we highlight the most relevant details of our revenue in the quarter. First, growth of 5.5% in the sales channels. Second, reduction in the distribution network, -0.4%. Third, termination of our own store operation, -1.1%. On the next few slides, we will see the consolidated effects in each one of the sales channels. Starting by the exclusive reseller, Delano Favorito, on slide number eight, we see a drop in revenue, 2.8%, reduction in the number of modules sold, 12.8%. On slide nine, we see that the new and Casa Brasileira brands had an increase in revenue of 22%, and in modules sold, 14.8% increase. On slide 10, we see the performance of multi-brand resellers, a reduction of 1.4% in revenue and 15.2% in modules. The corporate segment that we see on slide 11 had a drop of 30.9% in revenue and 48.1% drop in the modules sold. On slide 12, we can see the performance of the export segment with a growth of 11.4% in revenue and reduction of 13.6% in modules sold. The consolidated Unicasa revenue on slide 13 increased by 4.1%, and modules sold went down by 6.8%. On slide 14, we can see that the average productivity of stores in the quarter, as you can see, the average productivity in the quarter per store of Delano Favorito was 88,000 reais per month, 9% higher than in the third quarter of 2019. Average productivity in the quarter per new and Casa Brasileira store was 47,000 reais per month, 20% higher on a year-on-year basis. On slide 15, we see a chart with the evolution of our exclusive and multi-brand POS. We closed the quarter with 199 exclusive stores, net opening of one operation in relation to the third quarter of last year. On slide 16, we have a chart with the evolution of our POS, exclusive POS segregated by brand. We closed the quarter with 81 Delano Favorito operations, 103 operations of new and Casa Brasileira, and 15 exclusive stores abroad. On slide 18, we can see the summary of the Unicasa results. We can see a growth of 4.4 percentage points in the operating margin, a growth of 4 percentage points in the EBITDA margin, and 1.2 percentage points in the net margin. On slide 19, we have a chart with the evolution of our SG&A, which went down by 8% in the quarter, mainly due to the reversal of 0.3 million in ADA, allowance for doubtful accounts, due to the reduction of delinquency that we saw at the beginning of the pandemic, and 0.3 million reverted due to the recovery of credit in the quarter. Expenses with consumers were 0.5 million lower, and they include expenditures with merchandise, freight, and assembly for and customers that were not served by the closed stores, and they are being served directly by the plant, and also lawsuits. We reverted 0.1 million in provision due to the expiration of the five-year term, so that the consumer may request the purchase according to what is established in the Consumer Defense Code. Travel, advertising, and other expenses dropping by 0.5 million, due mainly to the company's actions to control expenses due to the pandemic. Expenses with U.S. operation refer to payroll costs, occupancy, travel, insurance, advertising, et cetera, related to the office that we opened in the U.S. to give support to the expansion of the company in that market. In this quarter, we had extra expenses to spur the development of resellers, such as training for assembly and showroom, besides the improvement in the office of the operation. These expenses represented an increase of 0.9 million in the quarters. On slide 20, we see the result of the effects that we mentioned. Net income, 5.2 million. On slide 21, EBITDA of 9.6 million, generating EBITDA margin of 23.4%. I would like to mention that on December 16th, we will be paying interest on equity and additional dividend approved on July 29, 2020. I would like to give the floor to the operator to start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the Q&A session now. In order to ask a question, please press star one. In order to remove your question from the queue, please press star two.
I would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should press star one. Once again, in order to ask a question, please press star one. Once again, we would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should press star one. The Q&A session has come to an end, and we would like to give the floor back to Mr. Gustavo da Lonta for his closing remarks. For additional information, please contact our investor relations area. Thank you very much for your presence, and we wish you a very good day.
Unicasa's conference call has come to an end. Thank you very much for participating, and we wish you a good afternoon.